I did not research this before, so I don't know if my facts are true. But I would imagine an American even invented the microwave. We want things that are going to go fast. Hello, welcome back to the Ultramarathon Mindset Podcast. This is a feature that I've added that I'm going to call the Mindset Minute. Now, it's going to take a little bit longer than 1 minute each time, and depending on what I have to say and what I can think of to say, and just in general how I'm feeling that day, it may take much longer than a minute. In fact, this episode is probably around 14 or 15 minutes. And depending on how long I talk on this introduction, it is even adding longer to it. But it is going to be shorter than a normal episode. It's going to be where I'm going to kind of riff on some things that are going on in my mind, things that I think might be helpful, things related to mindset, things to be related to running. And I don't think I'll be talking about politics, because that is something that is just a minefield. I think nobody ought to be talking about politics in social media and or podcasts. So I have my own political ideas, and I know well enough to keep them to myself, because it's going to make somebody mad. But I'll be talking about other things, probably not current, maybe current events. I don't know. This is going to be open, and it will develop as things go on. Today, I thought I should probably start out, since we're near the beginning of this show, kind of at the beginning of the launch, of what do I mean when I talk about the ultramarathon mindset. And I'm also going to be doing double duty, because the audio will probably come from some sort of a video, since I have a Facebook page at Ultramarathon Mindset. I'm going to be doing some sort of a video presentation and having this appear there as well. And in fact, if you want to see my face, you can head over to at Ultramarathon Mindset on Facebook. Look me up, and you'll be able to see videos and pictures and a lot of the content that I post there as well. But for here, it's going to be just the audio, but I am going to be doing double duty. The audio is going to be taken from the video that I do, and so I will probably add this kind of an introduction just before the audio. So you can catch it here on the podcast. You can catch it on my Facebook page, maybe on YouTube. I'm still working on those things as well. But here is the what I recorded about what I have to say about what do I mean when I talk about the ultramarathon mindset. I thought, for people who may not have been familiar with me, haven't heard me for a while, I should maybe explain what it is when I talk about having an ultramarathon mindset. So I've prepared a few things, thought about it a little bit, and tried to do it in a way that is hopefully makes sense. So what does it mean to have an ultramarathon mindset? What is this? What is this whole thing about an ultramarathon mindset? I put down five ideas, kind of five elements of what the ultramarathon mindset is. Number one is Kaizen. I will get to talking about what Kaizen is in a moment. The second one is relentless forward progress. The third one is risk and challenge. The fourth one is having A, B, and C goals. Number five is the fact that finishing is the goal. First thing, let's talk about Kaizen. Kaizen is a Japanese word that literally means good change. It's the idea of constant improvement. If you have ever listened to Tony Robbins, he talks about Kaizen, and he kind of made up his own term, Kanai, constant and never-ending improvement. And that's the kind of the basis of what he lives his life on. That's kind of what I like to say I want to do too. I'm always looking to try to improve my life, trying to change and move myself forward. The thing is that we live in America, and we Americans, we want things fast and easy. Most of us want that anyway. Think about it. We have a microwave mindset. On the microwave, I would guess, I did not research this before, so I don't know if my facts are true, but I would imagine an American even invented the microwave. We want things that are going to go fast. And, or, you know, think about it this way. We want the easy button. Was it Staples, or I think it was Staples that they had that. You know, so you looking for an easy button. And I quite frankly lived my life that way. I was always looking for a shortcut, always looking for a way to make things easier. And, you know, people say that a lot of innovation has come that way. A lot of inventors want, they're looking for an easier way to do things. There's nothing wrong with that, but it has become such a big thing in our culture. We think everything should be fast and easy. Take, for example, if you've seen the diets where you can lose 30 pounds in 15 days and still eat whatever you want. I have never tried one of those diets, but I have heard people who've tried similar types of diets. And usually what happens if you do that and you lose weight fast, most likely once you stop eating whatever they're selling, if you stop eating that, you're going to gain back all of that weight plus a few extra pounds, maybe who knows how many pounds extra by next Thanksgiving. You're going to be back to where you were and worse. That's the thing. People who diet, who are on diets continually, their weight goes up and down, up and down. And that's just kind of what we're looking for. We're looking for something easy, something quick, something that doesn't require a lot of effort to change almost, you know, to change, make big changes very fast. Kaizen is not that. Kaizen is constant improvement, and which also has the idea of a gradual progressive improvement, building up on not losing ground, you know, not making something, not gaining something fast and then losing it and then trying to gain back. It is a constantly building on what you've got and building and improving yourself on a continuing basis. This is, I think, the foundation of what I want to talk about when I say that this is about having an ultramarathon mindset. An ultramarathon mindset looks at the long run. If you're looking for fast and easy, that's not the ultramarathon mindset. We'll get into more about fast and easy or about difficulty levels and, you know, as we go forward here. The second thing about the ultramarathon mindset is relentless forward progress. Running an ultramarathon is all about managing your energy and putting out your energy over time so that you can keep going. It's not a sprint, it's an ultramarathon. In an ultramarathon, sometimes you run, a lot of times you walk, and sometimes your walk feels like a crawl. But if you keep moving forward, eventually you'll come to the finish. That's the mantra of ultramarathon runners. Relentless forward progress, it doesn't matter what you face, that you keep moving forward. Now, in an ultramarathon race, you will sit down and you will rest. There are times of rest, but the mindset of an ultramarathon runner is that when you sit, that you also have a clock running in your head of like, I'm not going to sit here for too long. I'm going to get back and I'm going to get back to moving down the trail toward the finish line. That's the ultramarathon mindset. The third is risk and challenge. Risking failure is at the heart of what it means to have an ultramarathon mindset. That is part of what drives ultramarathon runners, is that the fact that there's a huge challenge and a big risk in running that far, because it's very likely that you will fail. You can do everything right. You can have all your training down. You can be in good shape, have all of your hydration and all of your fueling and do everything right. And something can still happen along the road. One wrong step, you can turn an ankle. A downpour can come and turn the trails into mud. There are a lot of ways that a ultramarathon race can go wrong, even if you've done everything right. There's a big risk of failure. And most ultramarathon runners who run long distances will have at least one DNF, did not finish the race on their stats. But on the other side is, there's nothing like the feeling that you get of facing those challenges and overcoming, pushing through and getting to the finish line, knowing that you had to overcome a lot of pain, a lot of things that you didn't expect to get to that finish line. That sense of accomplishment is what drives us to overcome those challenges. The fourth thing is having ABC goals. Now, the A goal for most of ultramarathon runners, that's the time we want to have. That's the time, if everything goes right, if all the fueling and nothing bad happens, that we think we might be able to get to that finish time if everything goes right. The B goal is right below that. That's kind of what we know we can do. It's like, okay, even if I run my slowest, here's the time that I'm going to come across the finish line. Now, the C goal is just get me across the finish line. As long as I beat the cutoff time and whoever's sweeping the course and picking up all the markers behind me, if I cross in time, I just want to get to the end and finish. That's a varying levels of goals. Now, that is for most of us, it's good to have those kinds of goals. Something, if everything goes right, here's what I can do. If I face challenges, here's what I expect that I can do. If things go wrong, and then final bottom line is I just want to succeed and cross the finish line. Number five is tied to that. Finishing the race is the goal. That is the ultimate goal for every ultramarathon runner, to make it across the finish line, because ultramarathon is usually considered an extreme distance. It's something that not very many people will push themselves to go that far. Whether you run, whether you walk, whether you crawl, the distance that you run is actually more important than the speed that you run it. Getting across the finish line in itself is an accomplishment. That is something to be proud of. No matter what happened during the race, no matter how fast, even if you were the very last person across the finish line, it's rewarding to know that you've gone that far. So what is the ultramarathon mindset? It is the mindset of just these five things of building slowly, always improving, and the ultimate goal is whatever it takes to get yourself across the finish line. So no matter what obstacles you face, to keep pushing forward, to not rest, to not take it easy, to not give up, to not let your mind talk you out of saying, oh, this is tough, why don't you quit? Oh, you're tired, you don't have to do this. None of us have to do this. We go out by choice and push ourselves to do things that most people can't do. That's what it is to have an ultramarathon mindset. And so whether you want to run 50K, whether you want to run 50 miles, whether you want to run 100 miles, whatever big goal you have in running, that's kind of what I'm talking about here, is having the mindset to be able to push through and do things that most people don't believe they can. In fact, you may not believe you can right now. If I looked at myself 5 years ago to where I'm now, and you had told me that I was going to be running 100-mile trail races, I would have said, you're crazy. That wasn't even on my radar 5 years ago. But now, it's normal. It's yes, I know I can go out and I can run 100 miles. I have to do the training. I'll have to do all the preparation, but I have that mindset. And even before I made my goal, I had the mindset, I know I can do it. I knew that it was possible. So that is what I'm about here at the Ultramarathon Mindset Facebook page, on my YouTube channel, and on my podcast, is helping you develop an ultramarathon mindset, helping you see things and goals that you may think are impossible now, but as you build up slowly, constant improvement to help you get to whatever big goal you have. Now the thing is that an ultramarathon mindset isn't just about running. Running is a good place to talk about it. Running is a good place to test it. Running is a good place to put yourself out there and push past those barriers that feel like they're limiting. They feel like your limits. You test your limits in running an ultramarathon, physically and mentally. The mental talk that goes through your head after you've run 60 miles and you're out on the trail in the middle of the night, those voices are the same voices that cause doubts when you're going after a big goal. Whether you want to write a book, whether you want to travel, whether you want to start a new business, any big goal that you're working toward, you're going to have the same voices talking to yourself. You can't do this. Who do you think you are? You were never trained to do this. You're not good enough. That is something that happens to all of us. And that voice, it gets a little bit less, but it never really goes away. There's always that voice in the back of your mind saying, hey, you really shouldn't be doing this. You've failed all of these times. And that voice is something that the ultramarathon mindset can acknowledge and say, no, I know I can do this. I know that I don't have to be limited by what I used to think. That's what the ultramarathon mindset is about. That's what I'm about as an ultramarathon mindset coach. I am a life coach, certified life coach, but this is kind of the way that I want to describe what I offer to people is to give you that ultramarathon mindset so that whatever limiting beliefs you have, whatever things you think are impossible, whatever big goals you want to go after, I can help you work through the mindset to get over those things, to have the constant and never-ending improvement, always giving, always building on and changing and getting yourself better each day by day, to keep moving forward, to take risks and to challenge yourself. Those are the kinds of things that is all mindset. For ultramarathon runners, they say 50% is mindset. I think it's even more than that. Once you've trained your body, you have to train your mind to work with your body to achieve your goals. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about ultramarathon mindset. If I can help you, message me. The way to reach me, my Facebook page, at Ultramarathon Mindset, or you can check out my podcast, which is Ultramarathon Mindset Trail Talk. You can find that on wherever you listen to podcasts, and also my webpage, theultramarathonmindset.com. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. I am going to look into trying to get this all out besides on YouTube, on my podcast and Facebook page. I'll see you next time.